You know, originally I said ladies, but this actually applies to everybody because everyone has a urinary tract.
Yes,
everybody
do.
Does. So if you are getting more UTIs lately, and you definitely know when you have one, it could be the meat that you are consuming that's causing them. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yes, a brand new study says that UTIs have surged more than 60% in the last 30 years. Normally, and if you have young children in the car, maybe you need to turn it down.
Yeah, I stopped myself from a joke with what you said, but yeah.
Thank you, but now you can make it.
Okay. Turn it down. 3, 2, 1. It happens during sexy time.
If
you don't pee afterwards.
Correct.
You're more likely to get one, so the meat you're consuming would add to that. But you're talking about eating meat.
I'm talking about eating.
Okay. It's not getting
which
better.
Doesn't get better.
Can you say specific meat?
Doesn't get, it's not getting better. It doesn't say. It's just contaminated meat. Hold on. So
contaminated meat.
Yes. So it's well known that sex or poor hygiene or having women get it more.
Yeah.
Women, if you have female anatomy, you are more prone to UTIs. But now we're finding out, experts are suggesting common bacteria found in undercooked and contaminated meat could be to blame for as many as 500,000 UTIs every single year. We're talking about beef, pork, chicken, turkey. They can all be infected with E. coli, which sickens more than 250,000 Americans per year. If it's undercooked and it's contaminated, it could be giving you your urinary tract infection.
I wonder if, this is just a little observation, I think I've gotten a UTI before.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's where you feel like, I feel like I got to pee, but I can't pee, and that. But it doesn't last that long. But ever notice, and I don't know if they did this association. They should if they haven't, because it would be a good study if they did.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi has become super popular in the last couple decades.
Yep.
More popular than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying it could be, and sushi's raw a lot of the times. I wonder if there's an association with all the sushi we eat now with UTIs, because you're saying it's infected meat. Well, the one thing that we've gained, eaten more of raw, is sushi.
Sure. It doesn't specifically mention fish, which is interesting.
Yeah, I wonder why.
But
Can you
get E. coli?
Fish not be infected with E. coli or have E. coli?
Because you get salmonella.
Have E. coli, but yeah.
Salmonella.
Well, definitely could be infected, though, with stuff.
Stuff. Well, salmonella, which is bad.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know the difference between salmonella and E. coli.
E. coli breakout because of salmon.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be salmonella, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know anything. I'll stop talking. The more I'm saying things, I just rather
that
not.
That is a good suggestion, Jason. I don't know the answer to that because it does not specifically mention fish, but just beef, pork, chicken, and turkey. It can be contaminated with E. coli. And 250,000 Americans per year, I'm a good portion of that because I have had food poisoning 4 times documented.
Yes.
4 times documented in the hospital or at least doctor's office.
Yeah. And I've knock on wood, have never had food poison. That means I'll get it today.
You probably.
Actually, your stomach and body might be a little bit tougher, more like a garbage disposal.
It is.
That can take it. It
is
true. I mean, my step-grandparents,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
Sure.
They used to, when they made chicken, I noticed, would take the raw chicken, put it all over the plate, take the raw chicken, put it on the grill, take a little paper towel, wipe out the juice of the raw chicken, and put all the chicken back. They did that all the time. Nobody ever got sick, right? I think your body becomes more, it's just like in Mexico. We're not supposed to drink the water. We're not used to the water. But believe it or not, Mexicans can actually drink the water. They're used to it.
Oh, well, sure.
And they build up a tolerance to it. So sometimes it's like, maybe you build up a tolerance.